and our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Welcome to Local Talk Friday on KHOI Community Radio, where we explore people's stories and events in Central Iowa. It's good to get together again to provide facts to our community through
Welcome to Local Talk Friday on KHOI Community Radio,
where we explore people's stories and events in Central Iowa. It's good to get together again to provide facts to our community through
Zoom Technology.
And neighbor Mike Metz is here as the keeper of the Prairie Winds Prairie.
Word of mouth.
What's new?
Thank you for listening.
I am Pat Schlarbaum, your host for the hour with engineer Mike Murphy. And neighbor Mike Metz is here as the keeper of the Prairie Winds Prairie.
The difference What's between new your property
in your
and
land
property.
Of Milford Township,
Milford
Mike?
Township well, this morning, got an increase of one waning crescent reminded me that Snowy Owl visitor last week. That kind of split our
yeah,
the difference
Snowy Owl's come here over winter.
Property.
It's quite
Milford
a,
Township
a rush
got an
to a lot of birders
of
to go out and see the Snowy Owl. So
a Snowy
kind
Owl
of
last
opportune
week.
Opportune. Yeah, Snowy Owl's come here over winter.
Yeah, it's like the third one in the last 30 years.
A rush to a lot of birders to go out and see the Snowy Owl.
30 years, that would be rare.
Yeah.
Opportune.
Well, there's a lot of things we can talk about.
Yeah.
But you're going to have some
like
Snowy Owl
one
reports
in the last 30
next
years,
week.
I think that's rare. And there'll be some
third
other
one
birds
in 30
that
years,
I know
that would
you
be
talk
rare.
About. Just to kind of let
well,
people
well, there's a lot of things we
can
talk about.
The way.
But you're going to have some Snowy Owl reports next week.
The weather will be a bit cold right. And there'll be some other birds that I know you talk today in the low
kind
of let people know that Saturday and Sunday temperatures will be in the lower 30s during the day and lower 20s at night. Yet double
It'll
digits
feel like
of 7
heat wave
today
Monday
and a low
and
of 9
could get
tonight.
Up as high
Saturday
as
and Sunday temperatures will be in the lower 30s.
Possible flurries
on Tuesday
and
lower the highs
at
37.
Night.
It'll feel
so
like a heat wave Monday when
Dennis
it get,
could
get
so
up
so diligently
as
at
44
the news
thereabouts.
For us for this
possible
week.
Flurries
the
on Tuesday
of local
with a high of 37.
The coronavirus, a new superintendent
so
for the Ames School District,
Dennis Hart,
and traces of toxic
so
chemicals in the water supply in Ames.
The news for
all
us
made
for
big
this
news
week
on the pages of the Ames
pages
Tribune
of our
this past
local
week.
Newspaper.
Let's
the
start with last Friday's paper,
a new superintendent
which reported
for the
Ames pressure
School
to
address
District
teacher demographics
and traces
in
of toxic
Iowa
chemicals
is mounting
in the water
as the
supply
state's
in
Ames.
Population continues
all
to
made
big news
supply.
On the pages of the
Between
Ames Tribune this past
week.
Year, the percentage
Let's
of students
with last
Friday's
paper,
public schools
which reported that
rose
pressure
from about
to address teacher demographics in Iowa
is mounting as the state's
but the percentage
population
of K through 12
to diversify increased from just
2%
to just under
3%
of students of color.
Governor Kim Reynolds
statewide rose from about 10% in paraeducator apprenticeship program.
But the percentage
of K through 12 teachers of
relief money
increased from just under
high school
students who
just
under a
paraeducator
certificate.
Governor Kim
Reynolds has announced a $9 million
who want to
earn a apprenticeship
degree.
Program.
It relies
on federal
that for the first
relief
time,
money,
a deer
will support
with
high school
wasting
students
disease
to earn a paraeducator certificate
in the interior part of Iowa,
degree,
in Greene County,
and help paraeducators
far away from
who want to earn
a bachelor's
have previously been detected.
There was also
the
word that for the first time,
deer,
a deer
elk
with
and
chronic
moose
wasting disease
was found
in far
northeast
Iowa
in 2013 in Greene County.
Since then,
far away
it's been
from
identified
at the fringes
of Iowa,
they
border
other states.
The fatal
neurological
hard
disease affects deer,
may have
elk,
spread
and moose
to Greene County
and was first found in far
by an abnormal
Iowa
protein
that damages the brains of infected
Since
animals.
Then,
it's been identified
been no
at the fringes of Iowa that border other states.
And the
experts
trip had
say
word
it's
about
hard to know how
the disease
may have spread to
Central
Iowa
County.
Animal shelters.
It's caused
in honor
by
an abnormal
protein that damages
Betty
the brains of infected animals.
She would have been 100
there
years
been
old
no
on January 17th.
Cases.
And her passion for animal
and the trip
welfare
had word
led
about
to many donations,
donations
that had been
shelters
received
around
Central Iowa animal shelters.
The Animal Rescue League of Iowa received
$30,000.
The Ames Animal
been
Shelter
100
received
years old on January
17th.
The Boom Shelter received $5,000
led to many donations
County
to Animal Shelter
around
the
nation.
$1,600.
The Animal Rescue League of Iowa
Central
received
$30,000
to support their
Ames
animals'
Animal
medical
Shelter
care
received $7,500.
And
the Boom
Shelter
programs.
Received $5,000.
Saturday,
Story County Animal Shelter
Omicron
received
$1,600.
Was still spreading.
The Iowa Shelter
said
would
use
the money to
support
their
animals' medical
care. Iowa Department of Health
reported that at one point
and
more than 1,000 people around the state were hospitalized with
the virus.
Omicron variant of
the coronavirus
since
was
December
still spreading at a record-setting pace.
An infectious
in the state.
Disease specialist at
the Iowa
University
Department
of Iowa said
in his
that at
words,
one point,
we're
more
in
than
the thick
1,000 people around
the state
were hospitalized
with the virus.
40,000 cases of
the
virus
figure
a week.
Seen since December.
And that number may not have included those who tested
infectious
positive
disease
for the virus.
With
at
the
University
tests.
Of Iowa said in his
one
words,
point
last week,
we're in the thick
said
of
there were 110,000
reporting close to 40,000 cases of the virus a week.
About one in every
29
those who tested positive for the virus.
There was also word that no one was injured.
One point last week,
went off the rails
said
there
were 110,000 active
cases
of the
coronavirus
in Iowa.
Cooperative on
T Avenue
in Boone
went into the road after failing to stop.
The results all word partially blocked Highway 17
no one was injured
near
when a train went off the rails in Boone after
and the trip had
failed
word
to stop.
That an at-home
an
weather
Landis
station
cooperative
Ames
on T Avenue in
Boone a temporary
went
drop
into the
in
road
air pressure
after failing to
caused
stop
by the explosion
train
of an underwater
blocked
Highway 17
Tonga
near 2 weeks ago.
Street.
That explosion
and
sent tsunami waves
racing
at home
weather
station in
Ames and
atmospheric
pressure
waves radiating
air pressure
caused by the explosion
of
an underwater volcano in Tonga 2 weeks ago.
He had
that
received
explosion
sent
tsunami waves racing
Christmas
across
ago
the Pacific Ocean, and
Sunday's paper reported
pressure waves
that statewide
radiating
drinking
out
water testing had revealed
those
that
waves
Ames
were detected
had detectable
amounts
Beale's
of weather station
chemicals
at his home
that persist
he had
indefinitely
the
in the environment.
Two Christmases
those
ago
chemicals are known as forever
Sunday's
chemicals.
Sunday's paper reported
they are
that statewide
drinking water
used
testing
to make
had revealed
that Ames
had
detectable amounts of
firefighting
toxic chemicals
that persist
the Department
indefinitely
of Natural Resources
in the
shows small amount of
those chemicals
in
known
treated
as
drinking
forever
water
chemicals
that goes to homes and businesses.
They are synthetic
in Ames,
chemicals used
in West
to make
Des Moines,
non-stick
and in
Rock Valley
in Northwest Iowa
firefighting foams.
The chemicals
the Department
tend to
of Natural Resources
bodies,
shows small amount
most
of those
are
chemicals
believed to have treated drinking
water
that goes
their
to homes and businesses
Ames
in Ames,
treated drinking water
in West Des Moines,
has much smaller amounts
and in
than
Rock Valley in Northwest Iowa.
The chemicals
the
tend to accumulate in
bars,
bodies,
restaurants,
and
most
other
Americans
dining
are believed to have detectable amounts
that are trying
in their
to
food
make their way through the latest
Ames
outbreak
drinking
of the coronavirus, much smaller amounts
than
being caused by the spread of the
safety
Omicron variant.
The
some are
also
asking customers
bars,
to wear a mask,
restaurants,
whether or not
dining
they're seated at a table
Iowa,
that are trying to make their way through the latest outbreak
state
of the coronavirus,
urging residents
one
to take precautions
by the spread of the Omicron variant,
avoiding crowds,
some are
and wearing
asking
customers
to
wear
a mask,
whether or not they're seated
the
at a table.
The Center for Emerging
others
Infectious
have fewer
Diseases at the University of Iowa
state
College of Public
Health
urging residents
that
to take
dining
precautions,
inside restaurants
getting vaccinated
can be risky,
avoiding crowds,
getting
and wearing
takeout
masks
boxes
in
indoor
public
is not a risk.
And
the
Dr.
Director
Christine
of the Center
Peterson
for Emerging Infectious Diseases at the University of Iowa
Young
College
of
Public Health
spend time in
said
restaurants
dining
inside
right
restaurants
at a lower level
can be risky
illness in children.
That getting takeout
and dining outside
of food
a restaurant
is not a risk.
Might be safer
and
than
Dr.
dining
Christine
inside.
Peterson said it is
not Tuesday's
paper
for parents
of
young children.
Governor Kim
spend
Reynolds
time in restaurants right now
despite
a lower level
of
severe
illness
in children.
As she
and dining outside a restaurant
might be safer
than dining
inside.
Meanwhile,
Democratic
gubernatorial hopeful
Tuesday's
Deidre
paper
Chair
reported
having
Iowa Governor $8,500
having nearly
$5
million
in her campaign
election
forecasters
as she prepares
to
run
for re-election
easier
this
year
than she did
meanwhile,
when she was
Democratic
first elected in 2008.
Deidre
DeGere
reported
having
$8,500
in her account.
Incredibly challenging.
Nonpartisan
because
election
donors
forecasters
are not sure whether the
governor
will have a far
easier
victory this year than she
the
did
trip
when
also
she was
reported
first elected
that
in 2008.
Hosting the biggest union DeGere strike in the country last year,
Iowa
labor movement
incredibly
stagnated
challenging.
The number
because
of workers
are
in the state
sure
who belong
to
the
unions
remained
flat
at 93,000 from
the trip also reported
to 2021.
That in spite of hosting the biggest union
Iowa
strike in the
country
behind
last
the
year,
nation,
and
the
Iowa's labor
of
movement
workers
stagnated
who belong to unions.
The number of workers in the state
who belong
to
unions
remained
flat
last year
at 93,000 compared to the national rate of 10.3%.
Since 2018,
far behind
the
nation,
number of
Iowans
who are
members
of a
union
has
declined
by
about
20,000,
18%
drop.
Were union members
last
year
about
10,000
union
rate members,
10.3%
from Iowa.
Since
2018,
the John Deere
number
company
of Iowans who are members of a union
the trip
has declined
had
by about
20,000.
An Iowa state trooper had been charged with operating
drop
under the influence
last year
after he
about
crashed
10,000
into a median
on
Highway 30 last
from
Friday
Iowa
morning.
Went on strike against
year old John Deere
Burroughs of Nevada. Crashed
and the
Ford
trip had
word that
an Iowa state trooper
South
had been charged
with
operating under the influence.
Police found
after
him passed out
into
a driver's
seat
Highway
with the vehicle
last
still
Friday
morning.
He reported the old
Christopher
Burroughs
of Nevada.
He did not
remember
anything.
Crashed his Ford F-150
leaving a bar
near the South Duff Avenue exit in Ames.
And the trip reported
police
that
found him passed out in the driver's seat
with the vehicle
spending
still
time
running
behind bars.
He reported
that
the aging
process
in prisoners.
He did not remember anything.
He found that spending time in
a bar
or prison
can speed up the aging
and the trip
process
reported
by an
that
University
of 11
Iowa researcher
beyond
had found
prisoner's age.
That spending time behind bars can speed up the aging process
and accelerate
the
aging process
by more than
found that 2 years.
Spending time in jail or prison
Wednesday
can
trip
speed
reported
up the aging process
the
by an average of 11 months
new superintendent
beyond a prisoner's age.
The district signed
an
a 3-year contract
violence
with Julius
in
Lawson
and accelerate the aging
Chicago
process
public
by more than
school district
2 years.
We'll start in Ames
Wednesday
July 1st.
Trip reported
Lawson
the Ames
is now
district
that hired
a new superintendent.
Chicago
district's
13
signed
a 3-year
contract
each
with Julius Lawson
elementary schools
and high
schools.
Chicago Public School District
supervises
27 elementary schools on the city's south side.
Lawson is now chief
hiring
of schools
in Ames
for 8 months
Chicago
after
former
superintendent Jenny Reisner resigned,
each of which includes elementary schools
Paul
Levin's and
high school.
Served as interim superintendent.
He supervises
27 elementary schools on the city's south side.
Lawson will make
$239,000 a year.
Hiring in Ames
comes 8 months after former superintendent Jenny Reisner resigned.
Story County supervisors had approved
Paul
organization's
eligibility to receive millions of dollars
academic
in coronavirus relief
Lawson will make $239,000 a year, $19 million. which must be also used by a report. The Story County supervisors had approved the organization's eligibility and Story County had dollars in coronavirus relief money. Apply for the money.
Story County has received nearly $19 million.
California mandate had divided the Iowa 2024.
That law
last year went into effect the
City
January 1st.
And Story County had asked the amount of organizations to apply for
laying hens and calves.
And there
must
was
be
word that
a new
California mandate had divided
Iowa veal
are
marketed to the nearly 40 million residents of California.
Increases Iowa the amount of space most pork in the U.S.,
raising about
15 million hogs
must
each
be allotted on farms.
The state also produces the most
eggs for veal
and marketed to the
nearly 40
annually.
Million residents
Iowa
of California.
U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley
calls
the new
the California law
in the U.S.
a war,
raising about 50
breakfast.
Million hogs each year.
Yesterday's paper reported
the state
that the
also produces
council
the most
heard
eggs, about the last 16 million annual
municipal pool operation.
Iowa Republican U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley called the new California law
at the current Ames High School
on breakfast
will be demolished.
When the new
yesterday's
high school is
paper
finished,
reported that
the
Ames City Council
down
heard that the last
that
day
the
of the
city
will be
without an
indoor
operation
will be at
the
for
end
2 years
of February
until a new aquatic center
pool
built
at the current Ames High
the
School.
The same council meeting
will be
this
demolished.
Week,
the council
when
approved
the new high
recommendation
finished,
that an Iowa State University fraternity house
that means
the
city
added
will
to
be
the
without
National
an indoor
Register
of Historic Places
for 2 years.
It's the Pi Kappa Alpha house
is built.
There was
the
also
same council meeting this week.
The Circuit Court approved the recommendation that an
Iowa
State University
fraternity
community
house
into a tailspin.
Added to the National Register
that ruling
of Historic
allowed
places
for school mask requirements
Pi
for
Kappa
students
Alpha
with disabilities.
House.
But the appeals
also
court
word
also
said
that
Eighth Circuit
not all
Court
of Appeals
decision
by
Metro
Iowa's
all
education
students
community
in
into a tailspin.
Some districts dropped
that
their mask
ruling
requirements
allowed for
while
school mask
started
evaluating students
with disabilities.
The Des Moines
School
District
also
and the Iowa
said
City
that not
School
District
districts
kept their masking requirements.
Mask mandates for all
but
students.
The Ames School District,
in response,
along with West
some Des Moines,
dropped their
mask
requirements,
Cedar Rapids,
while others started evaluating
their mask
requirements. The Des Moines School District and the Iowa City School District kept their masking
and the
requirements.
And reported that Ms. Holly's
the Ames School District
in Huxley,
along with West
Des
Moines,
finalist for
Burlington,
an award
and
from
the
Cedar
Rapids State Initiative,
lifted their mask
the
requirements.
The statewide wellness campaign recognizes
yes,
its annual award winners for their efforts.
And the trip
the physical,
reported that Ms.
Holly's
and preschool
well-being
Huxley,
of Iowans
is a finalist
that
for an award from the healthiest
class of state
24-year-olds.
The statewide wellness campaign
and that
recognizes
is your summary
its annual
of quite
award
a week
winners
of news
for their efforts
from the Ames Tribune.
To improve the physical,
I'm Dennis Hart,
social and
emotional
well-being
now for the
of
weekend,
Iowans.
Planning
that
to come
Huxley
right back here to the same virtual seat on local talk on Monday morning at 7.
And that is your summary
of news
quite a week
all around
news from the Ames Tribune.
I hope you'll be here.
I'm Dennis
as well.
Hart, taking my lead
meantime,
now for the weekend.
Go ahead.
Planning to
have
come right
safe,
back here to the same
healthy,
virtual seat on local talk on Monday
weekend
morning at 7.
I'll have a roundup of news from all around Iowa.
I hope you'll be here as well.
In the meantime, go ahead.
Have a safe, healthy, happy weekend.
spooky dinner cart with your week in the news and the music interlude with Big Barn Bed, a little band that Paul McCartney put together after the Beatles. Thank you, Dennis Hart, with your week in the news and the music interlude with
Wings,
Big Barn Bed,
with our next guest in mind.
A little band that Paul McCartney put
John
together
Howe,
after
of
the
Beatles
Raptor Resource Project.
In the
John,
early 1970s,
and a cadre of volunteers oversees the
and
famous,
by the way,
Wings
Eagle Camp.
With our
and
next
got
guest in mind,
research to
Let's
share about
John Howe,
Golden
director
Eagles
of the Raptor Resource
today.
Project. John,
well, John Howe,
and a cadre of volunteers oversees
Thanks,
the famous Decorah
You've over
Eagle
the years
camp,
provided
and he's got
updates
some exciting
and
research
enlightenment
to share
on the Decorah
about Golden Eagles.
Your
today.
Famous Decorah
well, John
Eagle
Howe,
camp.
Welcome
and
to local
we've got
talk.
Some other topics
Thanks,
to talk
Pat.
About today. But
you've over
maybe
the years
let's start
provided
with what you're seeing there and
enlightenment on the Decorah Eagle camp.
With the Decorah Eagles, Hatchery, just a refresher,
and
we've
got some other topics
Mom
to talk
Decorah,
about today,
which
but
first showed
maybe
up
let's start
in 2007,
with what you're seeing there
2008,
Decorah
right about a little bit of Decorah Eagles before this Hatchery, time of year.
Just a refresher,
and
we've
so
got
she's been around
Mom
for quite
Decorah,
some time,
which first
and
showed up
she was
in
about 4 years old at that time
7,
period.
2008,
so right about
you could do the math,
a little bit,
you can figure out what her age
this time
is,
of year.
She's with
and
so she's been around for quite some time.
In 2018,
she was about 4 years old at
male
time
eagle.
Period.
So
Dad Decorah,
and we do the math. You can figure out what her age is,
DM2.
But she's with
so that's
a male
that
took
right
over.
Now, we've been seeing quite a bit of them at the Hatchery, and
male eagle.
I guess we, Dad Decorah, probably not that
Cora
mysterious to know that
DM2.
Because of the.
So,
the trout
that's
that are there
right now.
And,
we've been
easy
seeing
quite
a bit of
them
at
trout
the
Hatchery
and
overflow retention pond and
probably
the rearing ponds.
Mysterious
the
to
thing
know
that
we
because
have
of
noticed
though,
the trout
in the
that are there
is that
and
they have
easy pickings.
Actually, it was last
trout
season.
In the
mm-hmm.
overflow retention pond and
Hatchery.
The rearing ponds
actually moved their active nest over a little over a mile and a half away
in the last couple of years
on the upper Iowa River. So
actually, it was last season.
It's their territory and their defending
the Hatchery,
they
and we see
them
almost
move
daily,
their active nest over
their old
over
nest
a mile and
a
half away,
and another
over
perch
in the upper
nest,
Iowa River.
Prior to that,
so,
and one,
although
and
it's
on
their wide
branch,
and
they're
defending
they,
it,
we're
and
still
we see them
that
almost daily
a chance,
they
in
come
their
back
old
and
nest and
to
be
right
and another perch
we'll come
nest
back to the
prior
camera
to that, and
nest
one,
trees,
and on the wide branch,
and this is how typical would you say having a second or third nest
and actually nest right in.
Goes with
nests.
These
come
back to the camera nest trees.
Adult,
right.
By
and
adult,
this
is I mean,
how
it typical takes 5 years
to
having a second
white
or third white tail
nest.
And
right.
lay eggs. Goes with
so how
these,
common is it
for an eagle pair to have a
adult
backup nest or a
and
second
by
nest?
Adult, I mean,
well,
it takes 5 years
builders,
to
so,
get the
I don't
white head and white tail and
hard
lay
statistics
eggs.
On it, but with what we've
so
seen,
how common is it for an eagle pair to have a backup nest?
Has had at least four different nests. Through
well,
the
they're
recent avid nest builders,
last
so
decade or two.
I don't have
so
hard statistics
every,
on it.
It seems like about every 5-6 years or so,
they
had
at least have
four different
they build,
nests.
For some reason,
the
they build another
nest
in the last
as an
decade
alternate.
Or two. And depending
so
on what
every,
the
it seems like about every 5-6 years or so,
or
need a change of venue or whatever,
for some
they
reason,
have
they build another
nest
change
as an
alternate.
In this case, with
and
the Decorah Eagle,
depending on
one
what
of the
nest
changes
issues
was
are,
due
timing
to the nest
actually
or
coming down.
Need a change of venue or whatever, they
like
actually
enforce
a change
nest. In this case, with the Decorah Eagle,
so you were very fortunate
to change. This was
tree
due
came
to
down
the nest
in, I think, 2015.
So
and,
acts
and then, of
nature
course,
like that
Bob
can
Anderson
force a nest
away.
Change also.
But in
yeah,
his,
so you were very fortunate
vision,
the nest
or,
tree came down in,
thought,
I think,
maybe
2015.
Putting up a replica
and,
or starting a
and then,
nest,
of course, the director,
well,
Bob Anderson,
the birds
passed
to,
away.
Go ahead and follow
but
through.
And that
in his
achieved its
vision
goal.
Or
it did,
it was
yeah.
That, well,
so
maybe
the cameras
putting up
zoomed
a replica
until
or
last
starting
year.
A nest.
So
will convince the birds
a,
to
another
go ahead and follow
out.
Through, and that
they
achieved
are
its goal, providing
it did, yeah.
that,
hope.
So the cameras
say,
zoomed
that
on
maybe they'll come back to
last
one of those
year.
Previous
and
trees that has
so
the
now
camera.
We've had a, another
yeah,
change
and
out.
It's, it can't
they
be written off.
Providing
we know
hope,
the type of activity
say,
that adult
maybe
eagles
come back
that are
to one of those
paired
previous
up
trees
what they
that
do.
Has the camera.
the nest building,
yeah, and
bringing chicks into the nest,
can't be around
that kind of activity.
We know
we
the type of activities
much
that
of
adult
that
eagles
going on
that are
at our former nest,
what they do,
the most recent,
the
nest
building, bringing chicks into the nest,
when we were doing
kind of
activities here this
we
last September.
Seen that
we
much
did
of
rebuild
that
going on at our
nest,
former nest,
the original
the most
nest
recent
tree,
when,
and then
about
we did,
when we were doing maintenance activities
here
this last
September.
About the
garage
build up
and
partial
nest,
we built
a
small
original
nest
there
that they've been
when,
in. They've been
about the
bringing fish up there. They've
time
been eaten,
was on the whole house property there.
Prey
on
that
above
nest
the garage
along with
and
to
be
we
just
have a small
starter
dominance
there.
Of
they've been
preparing
they've been
in. They've been
bringing
fish up
decks,
there. They've
bringing
been
in nesting materials
and
prey
typically
on,
you'll
see
the
male
along with
them
to
get
be
down.
We just haven't
do what's
seen
called
that
predominance
of
scrape out of
the nest,
inner part
of the
nest ball,
bringing in
nesting material
preparation for egg laying.
And typically,
which
see the male
be coming up and
get down
late
and
do what's
February,
called
typically
and,
for this pair of eagles. So
inner part of the nest.
If we start seeing
that
kind of
in preparation
activity
for egg laying
at either of our other nests that we have cameras on right at
late
February, typically. For this pair of
eagles, so they're coming back to nest.
If we start seeing that kind of
year,
activity
at
either of our
of
other nests
that
we have cameras on right at the hatchery, then that'll be an awesome
north of
sign
Decorah.
That.
Specific site
coming back to
left as
there.
A mystery, but
and last
but
year
you do
there
have
was
a continuous
pair of bald eagles
cameras
on
eagle
on
nests.
You do have a
core eagle cam
north of
legacy,
Decorah,
if you will.
Specific
yeah,
site.
The whole question,
left as a mystery,
knowing
but,
eagle biology
but
and that they move and that they actually moved from N1 over to N2.
The
one year, I think that was back in 2012,
legacy,
2013.
Yeah, the whole question,
Bob was still around,
knowing eagle biology
that
and
that
they
move
so
and
that
they actually moved from N1 over to N2. If these eagles
one year,
move,
I think they
that
did
was back
that
in
year, and we were able to get a scope.
Back when
Jim
Walmsley
was still around,
it's long range.
Did you
scope
in to get some sights into that?
What are we
going to
do?
Didn't
have
any eagles
in
that year.
They did that year, and we were able to get a scope.
Basically,
from
we knew that
Jim Walmsley
so
long range.
Did you scope in
to get
the
opportunity
to
reach out?
And didn't have any
camera
donors
found
it.
A good nest
so
up north of Decorah,
basically,
we knew
that
was going to happen
then.
So
in
working with Bob, I was able to have the opportunity to
microphone
reach out,
that
and
nest
we talked
we
to call landowners.
The Decorah
nest.
A good
and
nest up north of Decorah.
That nest has been active ever since.
Came to be
the nest
in
did
2015.
Come down
in 2018,
camming up and
waterlogged
and just kind
of
degrading.
All the Decorah norm
nest.
It just slumped
and
through
that
nest has
been active
that
ever
there.
Since.
And we did rebuild that. Come down
just like without even skipping a beat.
Waterlogged
the eagles
and just kind of degrading
right back there. So
another rebuilt
through
nest
the support branches.
They are there.
They're active.
And we did rebuild
watching them daily now.
Like without
so,
even skipping a beat.
If you
want to
see
the
more
activity
out
right
there
for eagles.
So,
another rebuilt
nest
is a great
option
to watch.
They are there.
And
they're active.
Is,
we've been watching them daily now. So if you
want to
see more activity of Decorah eagles,
the
Decorah North
Project
Nest is a
John
great
Howe.
Option to watch. Well, we've been learning a lot,
is,
that's for sure, over more
than
a decade. Just eagle observations and even our game watchers are almost
John
like
Howe.
Citizen scientists. You know,
well, we've been
learning
a
lot,
the day-to-day activities of eagles.
And
year on year here.
Eagle
so
that learning experience
and even
are
very valuable
in its own
almost
the
like
other thing I think that
can
you know,
be
learning
about
is
the day-to-day
very
activities
just
of eagles
the
and
fact
year on year here.
Folks really
so
love
that learning experience
is
very valuable
in
its
own
they
right.
Almost take ownership.
The other thing I think
that their eagles
put aside
after time get connected with
the
them
fact
and
that
really
bond
of getting
people caring
for
the
wild. They
almost
take ownership
that
their eagles,
after
time, get connected with
eagle.
Them, and
is
really
that
bond
of
to getting people caring for.
I get to read
the
letters
pretty much just about weekly when
an animal that's as amazing
you know,
as
just folks
of bald eagle
the other day
is really
letter came
in
with
a donation fee
and. daughters, get to read letters their pretty much just about weekly when I open up mail.
And you know, that was one of the things that the they looked most forward to when she came in with a donation from
Eagle,
daughters their grandmother was
on their iPad, iPhone,
6 years old,
watching
and that was one
Eagles,
of the things that they looked
the last
most forward to
life,
when
she
came
loves.
Pulling
to do
up
that,
the Decor
and that's just
Eagles,
one of many stories of
Cora North
who just
last year.
I call it
news from
iPad,
nature, iPhone,
you know,
and watching
not a game show,
Eagles,
not this or that,
you know,
but actually
years of her
getting
life,
connected
she
and watching nature
to do that, and that's just one of many stories.
Oh, I know the insights
and
the thrill.
I call it news from nature, you know,
not
a game show, not this or that, but actually getting connected and watching nature is something that folks love to do.
Oh, I know the insights and the thrill that goes into work
people's
provided
homes,
Bob Anderson,
and
then
it really
in retirement
got communities,
Decor Eagle Camp
we stopped
going
in one time, and people told
and you maybe
Bob Anderson that
Bob
gave them
a reason to get up in the morning.
Goes into
was to
people's
check
homes,
on the Decor Eagles,
and then it in
the
retirement
expression on
communities.
Bob's face at that
we stopped
was
in
just
one time, and people told
he got
Bob
it,
Anderson
right
that gave him
yeah.
a reason to get up in the morning,
and then that became
the
responsibility to always have a camera and to have a backup nest.
Face at that moment was incredible.
It's all just unfolded.
He got it right there. Very
responsibility,
scientific manner.
And then that became
the
responsibility to always have a camera,
the dispersal
and
of the young
nest
eagles
so from
the
Decor
yeah.
Eagle Nest site.
It's all just
and how exciting that is.
Very
astute.
I'm
going to
run out of time. I can tell
now. Your research,
but I want to hear a little bit more about
the dispersal
of
the
golden
eagles
from
the
Decor
Eagle Nest site.
Maybe I'll just kind of
how exciting that is.
That golden eagles are a western.
I'm
going to
run out of time. I can
they rely on,
but I
want to
hear a little bit more
prey.
About some of the golden
so the
eagle
fish
research
that the bald eagle.
Maybe I'll just kind of frame this in
but
that
there has
golden
been
eagles are a western
golden eagle sighted
they
in
rely
northeast
on,
Iowa
on a lot more mammal
relic
prey
population,
not so much the
place
fish
to overwinter.
Things that the bald eagle
but you have been
conducting
on,
some
but
there
banding
has been
station activities,
golden
eagles
sighted
for
in northeast
eagles,
Iowa. I understand.
Maybe a relic population.
Yeah, we authorized
with
our board member
but you have been
Jeff Morrell,
some,
who used to be the director of the National Eagle Center, and also
specifically
the
for
very
the
experienced
eagles,
falconer.
I understand.
He really
yeah,
wanted to
authorized
with our board member that he
Jeff
worked on,
Morrell,
and
who used to be
the director
of the
National
Eagle Center
and
in
also
this
area
a
back 11
very
years ago,
falconer.
With the staff
really
wanted
at the
to
Eagle Center,
move that
forward
project
along.
So
he had worked
with Brett Mandernack at Eagle Valley,
our
board member
and area
back 11 years ago,
the Kohler
Foundation,
the staff
that property
down
in Eagle Valley, down
so move that project along.
Brett and Jeff
with Brett Mandernack
at
trapping,
Eagle Valley,
our
board member
and
transmitter
searcher
there for
the Kohler
Adult
Foundation
that owns that
year.
Property down
so
Eagle
that
Valley
wintering
down
population
that
machine.
You mentioned,
Brett
and Jeff
fish
proposed
their mammal
trapping
and
banding
and putting
amphibians
type
larger
prey
eaters,
eagles,
mostly mammals.
So
this
that wintering
time of population
year,
that you mentioned,
they don't
eat
fish.
Iowa,
they're mammal
and
East some
Minnesota
and
amphibian
type
larger prey eaters,
quite a
mostly
few.
Mammals.
They've been documented
this
over the last
time
decade
of year,
or so,
they're down in
and we want to learn more
East
about
Iowa,
them.
So
we have had some initial
East
success
Minnesota
the second day that we were
Western
doing
Wisconsin.
This. I was
there's
able
quite
to
a few.
They've been documented
over the last
decade
or so,
and
we
want to
learn more about them.
So
we have had some
initial success
the
second day that
so
we
were
gathering
data
doing
right
this,
now
where
was
the roosting
areas are and
help with
working
the trapping
on and we'll be out in the field
and
here this coming
putting
week
the
or the third week
on a golden
so
eagle and then
we're hoping to
the
get that
morning.
First four
so we're gathering data right
here
now where
study.
The roosting areas are and working on
we'll
be out in the field here this coming week
eagle.
Or the third week
darker
so
coloration
we're hoping
was
to get that first four in
the
first year of this was an adult golden eagle
and
yeah, there's some
let's
noticeable
compare the golden eagles with the bald
a lot of people will
darker coloration
mistake,
was this an adult golden eagle
bald
or was
eagle,
it an immature
which is
this was an adult golden
brown
eagle and
with
a
there's some
eagle,
noticeable differences
there's some subtleties
a lot of people
feather
will
patterns and light colored
areas
juvenile
markings that
bald eagle
the difference
one of the things that I've noticed
predominantly
is brown
the, with lack of that eagle kind of salt and
there's some subtleties of the feather patterns and light colored areas
eagle
and markings that
you
help
don't
tell
see
the difference.
That on the golden
one of the things
eagle,
that I've noticed
see this
is just
the amazing
lack
golden,
of that kind of
head
salt
and nape
of the
look of
golden eagle
and immature
as it says golden
eagle.
Eagle.
You look at that
you don't
and it's just that on the golden eagle
the sun,
and you see this
and
just
it's
amazing
really easy to see
golden
with respect to
head
identifying
the
when they're
golden eagle
and when they're flying.
As it says, golden
eagle.
You look at that,
and it's just
lighter colored feathers
in the sun
while they're flying, and the
really
wings are extended.
Are also
to
an easier way to tell the difference
when they're
perched,
a golden eagle,
and when they're flying.
The under patterns of
the
lighter colored feathers, while they're flying, and the wings are extended, are also an
right,
easier
exactly.
way to
more
tell
of
the band, between
banding
a golden
eagle
on a underneath
a bald
eagle. One spot on
the
wings the
golden eagle
with the golden eagle and then a little bit
of
in the tail.
Spottedness. And the tail
right,
of the
right,
immature
more of a band,
golden eagle,
banding,
pretty dramatic
underneath,
white with a
one
black
spot
band.
On the wings with
right,
the golden
right,
eagle
and
then
I'm still
kind of
learning
the tail.
You know,
and
some
the
of
tail
those
of the immature
specifics,
golden eagle,
as we're doing
pretty dramatic
a lot of time in the field
with
binoculars and with
right,
spotting
right,
scopes,
and I'm
as
still
we're
kind of learning
just
you know
some of those
and kind of
watching
specific
winter
as we're doing
in the driftless
a lot of time in the field with
yeah,
binoculars
so,
and with
go to your website,
spotting scopes,
Raptor Research
as
Project.
We're just what
a
patterning and kind
of
watching
right there
these
on
winter
that
visitors
because
that are down
there's
in the driftless area.
A refuge
yeah,
camp
so,
that
I wish
go
we had
to your
time
website,
to talk about
Raptor Resource Project.
I've been learning about
what
your,
a bounty
your
information
camp
right
there
on that website
by
because
Crescent,
there's a refuge
right, on Lake
camp.
Alaska.
And
I wish
Alaska.
We had time to talk about the Shorter Dalles.
Now to follow this Golden Eagle research, so it'll be fascinating to learn where that bird summers.
Right, but on Lake
Alaska,
it
returns
Alaska.
To. But
exactly.
Now to follow this golden
some
eagle
this
research,
edge,
so it'll be fascinating
sure
to learn where that bird
golden eagles
summers,
or
equipped
what
it with
the
what territory it returns
to as they overwinter here.
Exactly.
In Iowa. Some of this
kind of a stretch to see golden eagles in central Iowa,
sure
but it has happened. They
golden
do stray away,
equipped
but,
with a
but there's something going on with this driftless area,
overwinter here
golden
in Iowa.
Eagle overwintering
kind of a stretch
to see golden eagles in central Iowa,
and,
but it has
what
happened.
What a jewel
they
you
do
are to
stray
the
away,
of,
but there's something going on
kingdom.
With this driftless area,
well, thanks,
golden
Pat.
Eagle
we,
overwintering
we've got a great group of
be
researchers and board members
what a
that kind of
are
right
in the
mix of things,
of,
so that makes it really interesting. Well, thanks, Pat.
Year on year
we,
and day by day,
we've got a great group of
well, John Howe, thank
researchers
you so much
and
for
board members
being on
that
local talk.
Kind of are right in the mix
it's
of things,
just been
so
a fascinating
that
story
makes it
that,
really interesting.
This has been going on since
year on year and day by day.
2012. Well, John Howe, thank you so
Pat.
Much.
Thanks
for
inviting me to talk to your listeners.
It's just been a fascinating story. You with us, John Howe.
This has been going on since
day.
We started
keep looking
KHOI
up.
In 2012.
Talking so, about Golden Eagle
thanks,
research.
Pat. Thanks for inviting me to talk to your listeners.
Golden
okay,
Eagles do
great,
frequent
great
Central Iowa.
You with
back
this,
in
John
1990s,
Howe.
Mike
good
Cox,
day.
The
keep
director
looking
of
up.
The Story County Conservation Board.
Talking about Golden Eagle research.
Golden Eagle at a Raptor Northeast Iowa.
Station downstream
Golden Eagles
from Legend State Central Iowa. In fact,
in
1990s, Mike Cox, the director of the Story County Conservation Board.
Let's have a
and bannered a golden eagle at a Raptor banding station downstream from Legend State Park over there in Boone County. So it does happen. Very rare. Let's have
Sunday
music.
Sunday morning, 5 you turn you out in the cold.
tune. Ah, yes, a bit more of the band Wings from their album Red Rose Speedway, Single Pigeon. You are listening to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, and I'm your host, Pat Schlarbaum. Ah, yes, a bit more of the band Wings from their album Red Rose Speedway. Single relations officer with the City of Ames. You're listening to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, and I'm your host, Pat Schlarbaum.
Good to have
you
with us once again.
Yeah, Mike Murphy. Let's welcome Susan Guiazda, public relations officer with the City of Ames. Hi, Susan.
Smack dab in the middle of budget. I feel like a broken record, but
good to have you with us once again. Yeah,
The budget overview. It's about a 3-hour meeting.
Things are happening at 2 o'clock.
So we not everybody can make that with their schedule, but we do.
I feel like a broken
always
record, but
record
we do
our meeting
and
have them available on our meeting
the budget
archive. They also are live
3-hour meeting.
So if you're interested in watching that, this afternoon,
not everybody can
get
us on Facebook
with their schedule,
or YouTube,
but we do always record
again
our meetings,
if you miss it,
have them
available
on our
website
at cityofames.org.
Live stream.
Look for the
so
gray
if you're
button
on the front page
watching that this afternoon. You can get us on Facebook
video
or YouTube at cityofames.
And you can check
and,
any of our
again if you miss it, you can watch the archive on our website.
Decisions that were made.
And that transparency is appreciated so very much.
Cable
Susan.
Channel 12, and you'll get to our video archive.
Just a reminder, as
you can check any of our
council
meetings,
weeks,
and
we've been featuring volunteers from our boards that were made.
And that transparency is appreciated so very much.
Just
Susan.
Remember, you have 1 week to complete those applications. They
just
are
a reminder,
Friday
we've
by
been
5
doing
p.m.
the last couple of weeks,
and
we've been featuring volunteers from our boards and commissions.
And
our
if you're thinking about applying that
to serve on a variety of
topics,
just
so
remember
that
you have
one
an interest
in
the
library
or say or
recreation,
Friday by 5 p.m.
or you have a special skill or trade,
and,
there are
that
a
might
lot
come
of
in handy
in one of our buildings
boards and commissions
that
cover a variety of topics.
Check out cityofames.org.
If you have an interest in the library or parks and recreation,
you get the list.
Or you have
a special skill or trade
choices for you,
that
and
might
come
in handy in one of our buildings.
Wonderful opportunity for KHOI
so
listeners to
check
engage
out
in
cityofames.org
the city government here in Ames
you can get
and
the
our
list
fair city.
Of the
Absolutely.
Different choices
yeah.
for
and
you.
And I want to talk
and
a little
and
bit about who I brought with me today.
Wonderful
Bill
opportunity
Schmidt is the superintendent
for KHOI
of our
listeners
recovery
to
plan.
Engage in the
Bill has been working for years and years and years
in Ames
about
and
the importance
city.
Of
Absolutely.
Waste reduction.
Yeah.
And coming off the holidays,
yeah.
just got
and
me
I want to talk a little bit about who I brought
how
with
much
me
of
today.
A
Bill Schmidt
is
the superintendent of our research
and
recovery
value on consuming.
And Bill has been working for years and years and years
trying to evaluate my own choices
of waste reduction
when it comes to consumption.
And coming off the holidays, it's just
better
me thinking
choices.
Again about
I think there
how
are a
much
lot of different
ways
a small
society
we make in our lives
seem to put a value on reduce our waste.
And as we get into the climate action
it's
plan,
not a judgment.
Waste reduction plays a huge role
trying to evaluate my own choices
community carbon
when it comes
footprint.
To consumption.
So,
and can I make
Bill has
offered
choices.
In his 10-year mining program
and
to reduce
I think
waste.
There are a lot of different
and
ways
he's a huge advocate
we can
for
make in
our
lives.
So I thought it might be a good reminder
waste.
To bring him back.
And as we get into
it's
the
more than a
climate
reminder,
action plan,
it should be a way of life.
Reduction plays
that
a huge
bigger
role
is not
in
necessarily
our
better,
overall
and more
carbon
does not
footprint.
Necessarily
so,
make things better.
Bill has
and,
offered
and
in
conservation
his
always appropriate.
To reduce waste.
Welcome, Bill.
And he's a huge advocate for waste reduction. So I thought it might be a good reminder to bring him back.
Thank you.
It's more than a reminder. It should be a way of life
but,
that bigger is not necessarily better and more
yeah,
does not necessarily
about,
make things
great
better. And conservation
little,
is always appropriate. Welcome, Bill Witt.
And what they have in their homes.
Schmidt, excuse me.
It's a great opportunity to just really take stock
good
of
to have you with
what
us,
you
Bill.
Buy, how you buy things,
thank
how
you,
you use things.
It's great to be here this
you know,
morning.
Little cool again
there's a lot of good
rental
programs.
It's Iowa and around.
Yeah.
As Susan talked about, this is a great opportunity around. There's have a little looking
load
back into their lives and what's going on and what's around
in
their homes.
That will take your
it's a great opportunity to
just
really take
and resell them and use
that
money
to
how you buy
things,
how you
out.
Use things.
Absolutely,
it's,
boy. There you go, that
you
rummage rampage.
There's a lot of good rental
what a great
programs
fit.
Around.
Yes, and we had a planning meeting already this week. I'm afraid to say
it's coming up July 29th
load
through August.
Excellent.
Agency will be the actual date
event
that will take your gently used items and resell them and use that money to maybe they don't need.
Absolutely, boy. There you go, that rummage rampage.
Buy there rather
what
than
a great
out
fit.
New. And really just
yeah,
reuse,
and we had a planning meeting for
it
already,
event, and we want people to think about that year-round.
It's coming up July 29th.
How do I
August?
How do I store things?
Yeah.
Will be the actual date of that.
I might take it to a little bit of stream during that sometimes. People kind of margarine think about containers, and butter containers, and Tulip containers don't need stored into the covers, but it saves having to buy different there rather than having to do new. And it's really just a small way to recycle. People such an individual event, and we want to think about us serve our natural resource.
I couldn't agree more. Taking stock of our plastic use and what it's doing to the planet. If anything can cause a pivot or a refocus, I hope the Climate Action Plan can do that. Do you remember back in the 70s when President Jimmy Carter, we had an oil crisis and said, we're going to let conservation needs to be brought to the forefront.
I couldn't agree more.
And he lowered the speed limit to 55
plastic
to save lives and what it's doing
and
to the planet.
It was resoundingly.
Anything can kind of cause a pivot or cause
a refocus.
I hope the Climate Action Plan can
not
do
being
that.
Reelected. That
he tried to go down
back
the conservation
in the 70s
path when President
American
Jimmy
exceptionalism.
Carter, we had an
really
oil crisis
ground
into
we're
our
let,
conservation
psyche,
needs to
like
be brought
to
the forefront.
Now,
and he lowered the speed limit to 55
is always appropriate
to save lives.
It really is. And
it was
I will admit, I'm old enough to remember that.
Sorry to say, it may have caused
some of that, and
one of the causes
of
his not being reelected.
Here. It was
tried to go
the
down the conservation was, path,
you know,
and
in the
American exceptionalism hadn't really
looked at, you know,
been ground into our
way that we
psyche
create
like it
energy
seems to
and electricity
now, but,
with a resource that's
conservation
just thrown
is
away.
Always appropriate.
That's how
it really
the,
is an idea for the resource.
I will admit,
was,
I'm old enough to remember
was
that.
Born
and
put it brought forward through some of that.
It's
and
been a
in
excellent
that
way
part
of
the handling,
reasons
that
resource
recovery unusable materials
during
the
oil embargoes. You know, in the mid
yeah, Bill, Mike
that,
Betts here. Also during that time, if
that
I remember,
at,
there was
you know,
almost a phrase
that
saying that was a sweater and solar
and
panels, because that was the first time solar panels were put on the White House. And unfortunately,
they
were removed
the
in the,
idea for the, resource
in the next
plan
administration.
Was born and put it
brought
forward.
Interesting the way that just kind
of ebb and
flow
of handling the unusable material
for
so people
many
that are really want to be sustainable.
Yeah, Bill, Mike Betts here. Also during that time, if I remember, there was almost
you know,
a phrase of saying that was a sweater and
like
solar panels
part,
because that was the
do those
first time solar panels were put on the White House. And unfortunately, they were removed.
Well, not knowing what
the
rummage rampage would evolve into, you really have coordinated an event that is so worthwhile. If we didn't have a rummage rampage, we
really
probably should.
Want to be sustainable.
But thanks to you,
have
I think
those
we
opportunities
do.
To do those things and realize it's thanks to all what we can do in our own little world, making like just all the organizations, but if enough of us do those things,
you folks
are
the ones that
make
such a
great
event
and
a difference to donate
in the environment in the world.
Well, not knowing what the rummage rampage would evolve into. Are there other things that you feel are you really
essential
have,
to
coordinating
an
our
event
that,
community
is so
through
conservation?
Worthwhile.
If we didn't have a
really
rampage, we
I'm
probably
a
should.
Board of Directors for the IFSS
but thanks to you, I think we do.
And we had an event at the Capitol yesterday where we talked
all
with
the volunteers
and representatives
and
talked
with a number of them
about class.
We've got such a
you
strong
folks are the ones that make
here,
it such a great event
in the
community.
Donate
and a number of them talk about you know why don't we do more things in class and they do such a good job
weight of shipping it.
Are there other things that
they realize more and
feel
more
are,
that as you talk about plastic,
essential
the
to
challenges that can come with plastic.
Strengthening our
with
Ames
glass,
community
glass can be recycled
through conservation.
I mean, it doesn't degrade.
I really think
and I was,
really just
I was, I'm a member of the board of directors
glass
of society of solid waste operators.
So we had
it's really very
successful yesterday
it's
where we talked with senators and representatives
very beneficial to the
and
environment
with a number of about
using
glass,
recycled strong glass
to make programs
uses 20%
less
energy.
And
so
a number of them talked
about
a really good way of
helping, do more things in glass those natural resources.
The weight of shipping. Oh, I like that.
You know, Bill, I was just going to mention that we've been doing a lot more promotion on our social media about glass recycling. And we constantly get comments from people who say, is this program new? And I think it's just a good reminder. I was trying to imagine, remember, actually, how many years we've been doing glass recycling and how many tons of waste we've diverted from the landfill. I'm going to put you a little on the spot
really
there, Bill. It can be just a general number, but have we been doing glass recycling 10 years?
Using recycled glass to make new glass.
Probably been almost 14, 15 years
20%
now.
Less energy.
Okay.
We're well over it's just a really good way of helping glass to those natural resources.
Oh, I like that.
You know, Bill, and it's such a great program. I was just going to mention that we've been doing yellow bands are located at social media where a lot of the glass comes from. And yet we constantly get comments from the population that this program is the message. And I think it's a good reminder. I appreciate these opportunities to go remember shows like actually how many years you've been doing glass recycling and how many tons about of waste we've diverted from the landfill. I don't know, Bill. I know it's an old story that we all know it, but if you could just really kind of go over again how the waste energy process works and why glass is effective.
More than 10 years.
Yeah.
Probably been almost 14, 15
glass
years
glass
now.
Is very hard and abrasive.
We're well
you know,
over
when you break
250
tons a year
edges,
of glass that we're able to
and when that runs through our equipment,
which
wears
yeah.
a lot of the surfaces
and,
of our
and it's such
down.
A great program, so convenient. Those yellow bands are located
boiler,
at grocery stores where a lot of the glass
it
comes
melts,
from.
And
yet we seem to still be missing some of the population that just isn't getting the message.
And
so we certainly appreciate these opportunities to go on shows like KHOI and share
the
information about
so
glass recycling because,
efficient.
I don't know, Bill,
so
I know it's an old story and
that
we all know it, but if you could just really kind of go over
said,
again how the waste energy process works
easily,
and why glass
so
is a bad idea.
Recycle that and make sure it's taken care of.
Sure, because
well, that's really good. Anything else we can bring up today? I like the glass take-home message for sure.
Break glass, you get sharp edges.
We
and when that
reverse program that's going to get very well,
a lot of
and if anyone has any questions, we'd love to get the call to any of it that gets
over
to the power plant.
But got
boiler.
What do I do with it?
We love to help people make sure that they take care of
it
responsibly.
To the boiler tank.
And give us a call at 515-229
5137,
then we'd be glad to help them
get transferred
from
the
boiler
and
boiler
to reuse
the
water
for their item.
And what was
so
that number again?
Is less efficient.
515-239-5137.
Wonderful.
Easily,
well, thank
so
you so
we
much.
We really encourage people to recycle
Bill
that.
And Susan Guiasta,
sure
I hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Pat.
Well, that's really good. Anything else we can bring up today? I like the glass take-home message.
We pushing the food waste
diversion
program. That's going extremely well. And if anyone has any questions, we'd love to get the call. But, hey, you probably haven't heard of this, but not this, and what do I do with it? We love to help people make sure that they take care of things as possible. They can give us a call at 515-239-5137, and we'd be glad to help them determine the best way of finding a reuse or rehome for their items.
And what was that number again?
515-239-5137.
5137. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Bill and Susan Guiasta. I hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Pat.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Pat.
We're back. That was a little bit of drumline music to set up our next story. Brian Snell is here. Brian has been traveling and come to Ames. Let's learn more. Hi, Brian. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we've got a good signal. I'm good. Good to have you with us.
All right. Thank you. Good to be here.
And, yeah, let's start with your historical Black College and University overview?
Yes, historically Black colleges or universities, what we just, you know, in short say HBCUs. Basically, HBCUs were started shortly after the Civil War days, the newly freed slaves, and the road to higher education.
Many of these institutions were started by local state government, so land grant institutions. A lot of them also were started by the church.
Well, we're back.
In terms of, you know,
that
the
was
band,
a little bit of
you know,
drumline.
They have marching bands,
music to set up our next story.
Of, you know,
Brian Snell
were,
is here.
Military veterans. And they had
Brian
military
has
band
been traveling and come to Ames. Let's learn more. Hi, Brian. Good morning.
And in African American culture,
good morning. How are you?
Oh, we've got a good signal. I'm good.
What started
good
to happen
to
over
time?
African Americans began to enter into their own customs and culture into
let's start with your historical
band, wherein,
black college
you know, you may
university
hear a jazz tune or a big band tune or something that was popular
yes.
at the time, as well
yes,
as movement and choreography
or
that was relevant to the African American culture at the time. So we began to into the culture of the marching bands
shortly
throughout
after
the
Civil War
community. And over time, it kind of freed slaves and became an opportunity to
international
American art.
I'm not saying
it's
an American art.
It's talked about local
like jazz.
Government. It doesn't
land
institution
in the world.
A lot of them also were started by the church.
And I think we all should embrace it as a
band. In terms of the band,
about 100
universities have marching bands. Marching bands
are about 100 HBCUs.
A lot of some
about
time where our military veterans
right now,
military bands
are styles
are
very different.
Well,
Southern University in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is very different
band.
Florida A&M,
and
in African American culture.
No predominantly in the South,
has a different
the
style
States,
than South Carolina.
What started to happen over time is African Americans began to infuse their own
of all these different influences
and cultures
to expand
and it's just a beautiful
wherein,
thing.
And, you know, you may
hear
a jazz
or a
job
or a big band.
It's a beautiful thing to
come
from here and see
why
Stevens.
That was popular at the time as well as
did you just say 170
that was relevant to this, you know, African American culture at the time. So these things began to infuse into the culture of the marching band throughout the HBCU.
And over time, and about
it kind of
six, and there are 60 drum lines.
Own thing. This new
there
original
60
American art form.
And I
march in American art form,
marching,
just like jazz.
Okay.
It doesn't exist anywhere
and
in
what
the
are you
world.
Bringing to CY Stevens
here. And
well,
I think,
you know drum line lives
is American
yeah.
a part of your culture. We celebrate it as a marching band.
By you know, colorful displays and shows
in the country right
to
now,
show you what that looks like.
Have marching
but also
bands
show is a,
right
a,
now. They're just diverse,
basically
very different.
We explore the genres of music that
Louisiana is very different.
Cool. Florida
and
over the years,
so that's anything.
Florida,
Earth, Wind,
Fire,
T has a different style.
Stevie Wonder,
South Carolina State University,
Cameo.
So it's interesting.
Even a dedication to.
Big band,
of all
swing,
these different
influences,
American
soul,
expressions,
Brown, beautiful
Franklin,
Jermaine Lafayette,
Temptations.
It's a beautiful
we
thing
do all
to
all
from here
you
know, at C.Y. Stevens.
Drum battles.
But just to, did you just say 170
in our show as well, Mars,
historic
you know,
black colleges and universities?
Quite a bit.
I'm familiar. Have you ever heard of the Isolettes?
107,
yeah. And about 60, there are 60 drum lines. There are youth kind
there
of
are about
high school
60 full-fledged
marching
bands.
March,
okay.
And
okay.
They're just fantastic.
And
yeah. what are
I
you
mean,
bringing to CY
Stevens?
Well,
but you know,
drum
line
like
live is
entertainment
that,
and
that,
historic
that HBCU
melding.
Culture. We celebrate
so
the
unique.
HBCU marching band. By of course,
colorful
display.
We think
show, I don't think there's anything to
show you what that looks like.
But also our show is
right now.
Basically,
so, you know, we're just happy to
we explore the genres of music that we
query
on.
Pools,
by no show of hands,
anybody
has anything?
Anybody here ever been
Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Game,
Innocent Wonder,
Stadium,
on
it,
you have
cameo,
and, you know,
the,
you'll
generally depending on where I'm at,
that may be sparse in terms of
the hands
band,
of
the swing.
And I said, well, you know what, that
American soul, where you go
because
to
you
see James
Brown
or Aretha Franklin,
to go to a,
you know, by the
classic
Temptations,
New Orleans and watch
we do
Grand
all of
State
that.
University,
you know,
Southern
University.
Separate drum battle.
You have a chance to go to the Florida classic.
You know, we have been
to
in our show as well,
Bruno Mars.
You know,
most people in the United States won't quite, you know, 300 million people.
I'm familiar. Have
we're
you ever heard of the
Isolettes parts of the country,
in Des Moines?
You know, what we do that don't get that opportunity.
They're
you know
a,
I have not.
Where were they're you last youth? Weekend? Kind of high school.
I don't know
kids.
What day it is.
But
I'm
going to go to
were you on the road?
Okay. Were just fantastic. Okay.
You
I mean,
are disconnected
where are you
with
coming
the world.
From? Yeah, okay.
Okay,
but it seems
just,
like
okay,
your entertainment and historic
we are currently melding. And we were in Ohio maybe last week.
So you did.
Akron. And then we came.
Okay.
Thank you. We did another show.
I don't think there's anything.
We were an hour and a half away.
Dubuque,
right now.
Yeah,
we didn't show it yet.
So you know,
we're just happy
and
to.
and
to be
you're
able to
here
share
for,
it.
Is,
you
know, is it tonight or is tomorrow?
To say by show of hands,
let's
everybody,
have the,
has anybody
for
the HBCU couple days
game
right now? We're currently in Cedar Falls, got a show.
And
generally, depending on where I'm at,
you're not
going to get better to get through. We're doing a school show.
And then we have a
show. I said, well, you know what?
Then we'll be heading.
Because you
know
the opportunity
is
to go to a Bayou class.
So it is a Saturday night.
Watch the Grambling State University in Southern New York. You may not get a chance to go,
go
to Florida
the
C.Y.
Stevens,
Florida A&M
play. Iowa State University website and negotiate it down and be willing to take in something
showing,
that it sounds
you know,
very, very enlightening.
Part of the country, you know, what we do that
time
don't
year
get that opportunity.
Get us all out of
where were you last weekend? And enjoying some
right. Listen, I don't know what day it is.
Oh,
I'm in Miami.
Were you on the road?
You know, challenging
okay.
for me. You
okay.
are disconnected
where are you
with
coming
the real
from?
World.
I go.
Okay. I'm not
okay,
we
just well, I,
just
well, I probably should apologize, but I'm just not going to go there.
We were in Ohio
welcome
maybe last
Iowa,
week.
That I hope our warmth from the heart can be expressed.
And we did another show.
And you have a good visit and a good performance here.
I'm drawing.
Oh,
everybody's been so nice. We were an hour and a half away.
We had a
great time. You know, show it yet? Whether we get
and
we had a great time.
And you're
here
for is it tonight or is tomorrow?
So,
let's have the.
It's going to be. So, you know, we could have
we'll be there.
And I believe that some of the.
Let's see, right now we're currently in Cedar Falls, got a show.
To go to this performance, that it can land itself to
a
KHOI fundraiser.
Show this evening,
so people keep that in mind.
Your way.
The
they is
historic black college.
So it is
right.
A Saturday night.
C.Y. Stevens is going to a unique and wonderful
go to the
opportunity to
C.Y. Stevens
be
Iowa State University
in January in
website
in Iowa. And
right.
negotiate it down.
Absolutely.
Be willing
Absolutely.
To
Come
take in something that it sounds very, very
show.
Enlivening.
So, you know, 8 months to 80.
Perfect time of year.
Everybody can
get
come out. Everybody can enjoy it. You know,
out of our
and once again, I think you know, it's like the movie Drumline. You know,
enjoying some
right,
Drumline.
Right. You watch the movie. It's a whole lot more about Tom. Yeah, I actually
you know,
live in not just
I live
Drumline.
In Miami.
And I show
so
the things
a little
more Drumline
you know,
live, challenging
for me.
The climate Drumline. Of course, those are the stars. Those guys are the stars.
I'm not used to it.
Well,
I
probably should apologize, but I'm just not going to go. There. It's welcome
on
to Iowa.
Stage,
and
I
hope our warmth
so get all of that.
From the heart can be expressed.
Yeah.
And,
2 hour
and
show.
You have a,
be influenced by
a
James
good visit
Brown
and a good
Aretha
performance
Franks
here.
Cool.
An entirely different
oh, everybody's
night,
been
I'm
so
sure.
Nice. Yes.
Well, we'll really look forward to Saturday
time,
night
you
know, at C.Y. Stevens. Thank you, Brian Snell.
Everybody's been so hospitable. Thank you, I had a great time.
It's our pleasure. I love these kind of stories. For And I believe
time.
That some of the, if you contribute to go to this performance, that it can lend itself to a KHOI fundraiser. So people keep that in mind, that the historic Black College and University drumline at C.Y. Stevens is a unique and wonderful opportunity to be entertained in January and in Iowa.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Come on out. Enjoy the show. It's a family-friendly show. So, you know, we say from 8 months to 80, everybody can come out. Everybody can enjoy it. You know, and once again, I think it's like the movie Drumline. You know, watch the movie. It's a whole lot more about Tom, you know, than just, not just the Drumline. And I'll show the same thing. For Drumline Live, it's a whole lot more. Of course, those are the stars. Those guys are the stars of the show. But it's going to be the trumpets, trombones, the dancers.
It
the
airs
books,
each a weekday
everything.
At 7 a.m. at 89.1
on
FM. Tell your friends far and wide. KHOI is streaming live.
Yeah,
KHOI.org.
Be influenced by James Brown and
so
Aretha
go to that
Franklin
website.
Entirely different FM.
Org.
Well.
We'll
and
really look forward to
this
Saturday night.
Will be available
at
as soon as possible later today.
Thank you, Brian Snell.
And please remember to support this station financially.
Thank you, Mike. I had a great
when you
time.
Go to the website,
it's our pleasure.
FM.org.
I love these
and
kind
find
of stories.
The links
for,
to
local
the yellow donate button. It
KHOI
airs each weekday
provides
at 7 a.m.
for citizens and public officials
FM.
To air
tell your friends far and wide. KHOI
the views of our
is streaming
not necessarily
live
reflect those of KHOI.
KHOI.
KHOI is a community nonprofit.
So go to that website, KHOIFM. Thank you, local talk producer Lynn Carey, and thank you, Dennis Hart, for your Friday report.
Will be thank available you, engineer as soon as possible later today.
Station manager, remember to support Mike Murphy, this station financially when you go to the website, KHOIFM.org,
Bill
and find
Schmidt.
The link, Susan Guiasta,
the yellow donate
and Brian
button.
Snell.
KHOI
and
provides
you,
a platform
Mike
for citizens and public officials
hour,
to air opinions and information.
Our theme song,
the
as
views
always,
of our
is
Backtrack by
Tom
Richards
and Al Harris from their CD, The Ballad of Kate
is a community
Shelley.
Other artists you heard,
Paul McCartney and Wings.
Yeah.
Thank
stay
you, local
tuned for headline
producer
news
Lynn
and
Carey,
Democracy
and thank
Now! And
Adagio
at 9 a.m.
Thank you, engineer
and listener are what makes KHOI meaningful and possible.
Thanks to
thank
our
you for listening,
guest,
and
John
see
Howe,
you again on the radio.
Bill Schmidt.
This is KHOI, Story City,
and Brian
and surrounding community.
And thank you, co-host Mike Metz. I've been your host for this hour,
and
Pat Schlarba.
Our theme song, as always, is Backtracking by Tom Richards and Al Harris from their CD, The Ballad of Kate Kelly. Other artists you heard were John Oates,
we heard Paul McCartney and Wings.
Wrong script there. Stay tuned for headline news and Democracy Now! And Adagio at 9 a.m. And remember, you, the listener, are what makes KHOI meaningful and possible. Thank you for listening, and see you again on the radio. This is KHOI, Story City, Ames, and surrounding community.
And those who contribute $25 or more to KHOI between now and noon tomorrow are eligible for a free ticket to the Drumline Live performance at C.Y. Stevens. Thanks to C.Y. Stevens for making that generous offer with us. And so do get those donations.